with Ezra News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A CNN pollster delivers a blow to the anti-Trump narrative, showing most Americans support deportation of illegal immigrants. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Recent polling has revealed that most Americans do not believe President Donald Trump wields too much power. Many respondents felt that Trump either has a reasonable amount of power or too little, contrary to claims made by some Democrats. The data has challenged the narrative that Trump acts like a king, recently pointed out by CNN analyst Harry Enten. Enten stated, quote, "Americans largely do not believe Democrats' claim that President Donald Trump is behaving like a king," adding that the majority of Americans think the president either does not have enough power or has the perfect amount of power. Trump has signed 111 executive orders since his return to office in January. Enten noted, quote, "That is the most at this point in a presidency in at least 100 years. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, a report says advanced cancers have returned to pre-pandemic levels.
A report in the journal Cancer offers what its authors call reassuring data. The report says delays in cancer screenings at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, when doctors and hospitals were overwhelmed, are not showing a huge impact on cancer statistics. Death rates are continuing to decline, and there's no huge shift evident in late diagnoses. In 2020, as the pandemic began, a greater share of cancers in the U.S. were caught at later stages when they're harder to treat. But in 2021, such worrisome diagnoses returned to pre-pandemic levels for most types of cancer. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Supreme Court's conservative majority is signaling support for the religious rights of Maryland parents who want to remove their children from elementary school classes using storybooks with LGBT characters. The court seemed likely Tuesday. This is SRN News. Belief in the afterlife is on the rise.
Most religious Americans agree that the spirit will continue on after life on this earth is over. But what's remarkable about the latest data is the number of non-religious people who agree. According to an analysis made by Professor Ryan Burge of Eastern Illinois University, 50% of people who say they are followers of no particular religion believe in some kind of an afterlife. Christian leaders say this is further proof that non-believers might be open to the gospel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT groups are praising the late Pope Francis for moving the Catholic Church away from biblical doctrine on the issue of homosexuality. When asked about a purportedly gay priest in 2013, Francis made headlines by saying, "Who am I to judge?" The comments send shockwaves through the Catholic Church. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks jumped in a widespread rally and more than made up for their sharp drops from the day before. The S&P 500 rose 2.5% to erase the loss on Monday, which came on worries about President Trump's trade war and his attacks on the head of the Federal Reserve. The Dow rose 2.7% and the NASDAQ Composite climbed 2.7%. Equifax, 3M, and other companies reporting better profits than analysts expected. That helped lead the way. The value of the U.S. dollar also stabilized. That's after sliding against the euro and other competitors. The Dow up 1,016 points to finish at 39,186. The NASDAQ gained 429 points to 16,300. The S&P 500 added 129 points to 5,287. The Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNNews.com.